Halacha Beis. This next halacha is based on one of the main chapters of Likutei Moran that addresses the topic of money. Money, taivas mamon, money bigdusha, and money the other way. The idols of money, all facets of money. Al pi amaymar tzivisa tzedek, this halacha is going to be based on the chapter in Likutei Moran entitled Tzivisa Tzedek, Emolon Mili Derdivi, where the wise men of Athens said to Rabbi Shimon Hananya, tell us something false. So he said, Havalo Kedanaisa Violda, there was a mule that gave birth. So they said, V'chedanaisa Miolda, can a mule give birth? So he said, that's something false. That's something it can't be. Kikel acher istaris v'loy ovid peirin. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there from the Zohar HaKodesh, idols are referred to as sterile, soris. They do not produce any fruit. They do not generate any profit. Hayniu milidichtivi. And this is an example of something false. Ki be'emes hu sheker gomor. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, the truth is that this whole mad chase for money, for wealth, is complete sheker. Kinid melehem shemarvichim, because the people who are constantly chasing for money and they're constantly looking to up their standard of living, it looks to them as if they're profiting, as if they're making more, you know, they keep going higher, higher, making more money, but in truth, they're not profiting. Because again, when he was making 50,000, he was spending 70. When he's making 1 million, he's spending 3 million. He's borrowing 2 million from the bank, spending 3 million. So he's never getting ahead. On the contrary, he's getting into a deeper hole. Ayin shom kol hamaymar b'simen chav gimel. Look at that entire chapter in the Likutei Moran Torah of Gimel, where Rabbeinu Zal really, really clarifies this whole topic of the pursuit for money. V'haklal, to summarize some of the highlights of that chapter, she'elu hanoiflim b'tayvas momoin, those people who fall into the wrong kind of desire for money, where it swallows them up, and they focus their whole life on that. Heim nikshorim b'ponim the sitra achra. They are deeply attached to the face of the sitra achra. Anpen chashuchim, which is a dark face. Avodah zorah, idols. Ki kol avodah zorah is tchuvim b'momoin, because all idols are steeped in money. Bechinas b'itzovoin toichalena. As we find when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas and Hashem cursed mankind, the curse was that be'itzovoin toichalena, with depression, with sadness, you will eat. Words, your sustenance, your livelihood, your parnosa, your money will be associated with itzovoin, atzvus, moreshchoira. Ulehefech, and the opposite, mi she'oise masu matin be'emuna, a person who conducts business in a religious way, with faith in Hashem, with faith in the Torah, hu mekusher ba'an penehirin, that person is attached to the faces of light, bechinas chayim, to life, bechinas emes, to truth. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Chav Gimel. Ve'isa Shom, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, shehameshuka betayves momoin, hu tomid balchoiv, that those people who are steeped in taivas momoin, those people who are completely engrossed in this boundless desire for money, are always in debt. Ki avodah zorah nikreis choiva, because idols, an idol is called debt. Shemachras hakoy lekaf choiva, it pushes everybody to the side of debt, to the negative side, to a negative balance. Ayin Shom Heitev, study that chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas isur ribis. With this we'll be able to understand this forbidden item called interest, taking where the lender receives more than what he originally gave to the borrower. Ki zeh hanitzrich lilvois צריכים לרחם עליו מאוד להצילוי שלא יהיה בחינס בעל חויב חס השום. Because a Jew who gets into a position where he has to borrow money, we have to have pity on that Jew to save him and to try to help him not fall into that category of bal choiv, a person who owes. Ki choiv hu bechinas avoyde zora kanal. Because the Torah tells us that choiva is avoyde zora. And the last thing we want is for a Jew to be in avoyde zora, involved in avoyde zora. V'zeh bechinas, and this is what the pasuk says, im kesef talve esami, if you will lend money to my nation, to people, to Jews, es he'oni imach, the poor person, you'll have him with you, you'll keep him with you, you'll take care of him. Loisie loy kenoshe, don't be on his case, don't make his life miserable, don't call him three times a day, where's my money, are you going to have my money on time? Are you going to pay me back when you said you're going to pay me back? Jews not allowed to do that. Ki tzorech la'asoyis chesed emaloyve, sheloy liyoysolov kenoyshe klal. The lender has to do kindness with the borrower, not to be on top of him at all, not to be a master, like making him feel like a servant, making him feel like a slave. Sheloy ha'loyve mechuna b'shem balchoyv klal, so that the borrower should not have that title, bal choiv. He shouldn't feel like a person who's walking around with a heavy, heavy, back-breaking burden that's killing him. He's suffering with it. He's being insulted because of it and everything. This degrading thing. Ki choiv b'chinas avoyde zora. Because as we said before, choiv is avoyde zora. So the last thing a Jew wants to do to another Jew is make him feel like a bal choiv. You don't want to give him that feeling at all. Even if he had to borrow and you lent him a serious sum of money, you don't want to make him feel like bal choiv. V'zehu v'loy sesimon olav neshech. Do not impose upon him any additional burden, any additional taxes, you know, interest. She'osur likach mimenu ribis b'shvil achoiv. It's forbidden for a Jew to take interest on a loan. She'loy leilech imoy b'midas hadin lekabel mimenu ribis b'adachoiv. Not to go with justice. What do you mean? It's only fair. My money, if I would have had it for this 6-month period, I could have made X dollars with it. So now I gave it to you. Why should I lose out? A person should not act with midas hadin, with justice, with the other person. Rak b'midas hachesed, but rather with kindness. Lasoy simoy gemilus chesed, to do an act of gemilas chesed. Gemilas chesed mamish. Rav Nosson says, that's what the Torah refers to it as, showing kindness. Ki tzorech ligmoel chesed im ze shenitzrach lilvois, laham shechol of chesed, laham tek mimeno b'chinas hadin, shelo yeh b'chinas bal choiv. Kedei shelo yeh la sitrach, ra b'chinas avid azor, yeniko mizeh ha'choiv kanal. Because when a Jew falls into such a situation where he's got to borrow money, we, the Jewish people, have to try to do chesed with him and lend him money, and by lending him the money to draw upon him chesed, to sweeten it, do it as an act of chesed, and thereby remove the din from that person, so that he should not have that label, bal choiv, on him, so that the sitra achra, which is avodah zarah, should not be drawing energy from that person, from that loan. V'zehu, and this is why the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Memtes, G'doylo G'milas Chesed Yoyser Min Atzdoka, that lending a Jew money when he needs it is even a greater act than charity, than giving a person a fixed amount, a fixed donation. Ki G'milas Chesed Hainu Halvo Aschein Hu Bechinas Tzdoko Mamish, because a loan, this act of kindness of lending another Jew money, is definitely an act of charity. It's like giving charity. Ki ikar mitzvah hatzdoko hu shemamtik hadin min he'oni. Because the main mitzvah of tzedakah is that you're removing the din from the poor person. When a person is in a state of poverty, it means there's a midas hadin on him. When you show him chesed, by you giving him something, giving him a gift, you're giving him chesed, you're chasing away the din from that person. Ki he'oni behu bebechinas din. Anoni is in a category of din. Bechinas tzedek, in the category of tzedek, kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKodesh, in Sifrei Kabbalah. Valyidei ha'chesed sho'ise imoi shemashpil ha'memoni, and through this act of chesed that the other Jew is doing by giving him some of his money, ha'ideze nase mitzedek tzedoko. We convert tzedek, which is a name of midas hadin of Hashem, tzedek is malchus, midas hadin, we convert it to tzedoko. We add the hey, which represents chasodim in this case. Umamtik bechinas huani, it's bechinas hadin, and we sweeten the poverty, the judgment, al yedei hachesed shemashpia boy, through the kindness that we're shooting into this person. V'zehu biatzmoi bechinas halvoas chein shenikro gemilas chesed, and this is exactly the concept of a loan, which the Gemara also refers to as gemilus chesed gemach, ki ze shenitzroch lilvois hu bechinas din. Because when a Jew gets into a situation where he has to borrow money, that means he's in a state of din, choiv. And the Avodah Zorah draws energy from that. Shehu b'chinas choiv, Avodah Zorah is called choiva. Al kein tzorech ligmoy limoy chesed. Therefore, we have to bestow chesed on that person. Vaydeze chesed shoyisimoy, aydeze mamtik mimenu adin shelo yenikra b'shem balchoyv. And by showing that person chesed, we sweeten the din from him so that he should not be called a balchoyv. He shouldn't feel like a balchoyv. Shelo yela hachoyv v'avoydezor yenikim imenu. So that the avoydezoro should not be able to draw energy from that person, chas v'shon. V'alkein gemilas chesed godol yoyse min atztoka. And it's for this reason that a loan is a higher mitzvah than tztoka. Ki he'oni anitzroch lekabel ein boyachiz asadin kol kach kemoy haloyvesh etzorech lilvois. Listen to this. A poor person who has to collect charity is not in as much a state of din as a poor person who has to borrow money. Ki hachoiv hu bechinas choiv v'din gomor chas v'shom. Asher mishom yenikas ha'avoyde zoro chas v'shom shu bechinas choiva. Because a debt is super din. And that's where the Avodah Zorah draws its energy from, because Avodah Zorah is called debt, choiva. V'alkein ze hagoyim el chesed imoy, umal v'loy halvoa schein, ve'ein olov kenoy sheklal, ve'ein oy mechuno ha-halvoa b'shem choiv klal, rak b'shem gmilas chesed. Therefore, when a Jew lends another Jew money, and he doesn't make him feel like a lowlife, he doesn't make him feel degraded in the process, he doesn't persecute him in any way whatsoever, but rather, he does it, it's pure kindness, with pure generosity, where the other person is made to feel like an equal. He doesn't feel one iota of negativity by the one who's giving him the loan. Hu oise imoy chesed godol yoyser min atzdoka. By doing that, he's performing a higher level of kindness than even tzedakah, where you're giving away the money completely. Ki haloive tzorech hamtoko v'chesed yoyse min oni kanal. Because a borrower requires a greater degree of hamtoko and chesed than a poor person who requires donation. And this is why we find the Torah refers to a borrower as a poor person. If you will lend money to a Jew, the poor person. Because this person who's borrowing, he is definitely a poor person, an oni. V'nitzrach l'chesed yoyser mimenu, and he requires chesed even more than the oni, kedei lahamtik mimenu b'chinas hachoyv anal, so that the debt should not be a din, a harsh thing, a negative thing on him. V'alkein gedoy l'gmilas chesed yoyser min atzdoko, and it's for this reason that the Gemara says gemach is higher than tzdoko. V'zeh b'chinas chesed shel emes. This is what the Torah refers to as a kindness, a true kindness, she'enoi metzapeh letashlum gmul, where the person who does the kindness does not expect anything at all in return. I'm not looking for any extras whatsoever in return. Ki hamalve osu loy lekabel shum gmul v'toyva me'aloyva bad halvo, kemavur b'shulchan aruch. Because a lender is not allowed to receive any benefits, any gratuities, any extras whatsoever from the borrower because of the fact that he lent him money. Machmas isa ribis, because that's also included in ribis. Nimtza shehamalve oisim aloyve chesed shelemes. So therefore, what the lender is doing with the borrower is real chesed. She'enoi metzapa letashlam gmul. He is not expecting anything additional in return whatsoever. Ki chein hadover. Because that's the truth. The lender has to see to it that the loan should be a chesed shelemes, a true chesed. Meaning, he has to shine this quality called emes, this truth, which is synonymous with life. Kimavur Shom, as Rabbein Ezal explains over there in Torah Chav Gimel, when Rabbein Ezal explains the two sides of the coin, he says, Taivas Mamoin is Sheker, and Mamoin Degdusha is Emes. Taivas Mamoin is death, Mamoin Degdusha is life. Kedei Lahatzel Haloive Mebchinas Choiv, in order to save the Loive from being in that ugly category called Choiv, Bchinas Avodah Zorah, Atzvis, Anpen Chashuchen, B'chinas Sheker, B'chinas Misa, all of those are in one category. Alkein Tzorech La'asimoy Chesed Shelemes. Therefore, the lender has to do a true kindness, Lahamtikoy, to sweeten the din, B'chinas Chesed, B'chinas Emes, Shuchinas Anpen Hirin, Chaim Kanal, V'alkein Osor L'Kabli Menu Ribis. And it's for this reason that he's not allowed to take any gratuities, any extras, any interest. Ki osur lekabel shum revach upeirois minachoiv. Because a Jew is not allowed to have any benefit, any profit from a debt. Why? Ki achoiv hu b'chinas avodah zorah. Because we said debt is avodah zorah. She'ein bo shum revach upeirois. And avodah zorah is sterile. It does not produce fruit. It does not bear any fruit. So ki kel achar is staris v'leyavet peirin, because the Zohar Kodesh says that idols are sterile. They do not generate any profit or fruit. Nimtza she'ein b'hachoyiv shum revach upeirois. Therefore, a debt has no profit. It's not supposed to generate any profit, any rewards or anything. And therefore, a person, a Jew, chas v'shalom, who wants to benefit reward, he wants to reap benefits from lending somebody money, from a debt, who poigem be'isur avodah zorah, he is chas v'shalom entering into the isur of avodah zorah, ke'ilu meyaker chas v'shalom shem elilim, as if he's glorifying the idol. The Hashem says that an idol does not produce. And this guy's saying, yes, it does, I'll show you. Here's a debt, and I'll show you it does produce. It generates interest. Ke'ilu yesh bo peiros chas v'shalom, as if it generates, fruit. Ki be'emes ein shom peiros kanal, because in the sitra achra, in avodah zorah, in debt, there is no fruit. V'alkein ze shelokeach ribis l'soif ein nishar b'yodoi klum, k'moy shom Rabbi Seinazal. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that a Jew who accepts interest, in the end, he'll be left with nothing. As the Gemara says, Hamalva baribis nechosav mismoitetin, a person who lends money for interest, his possessions will go down, down, down. Kihu b'chinas mili derdivi, because this is a concept of a lie, a sheker, something false. B'chinas taivas momoin, shehu sheker gomor. This is the concept of taivas momoin, which is one big lie. Shenidme shemarviach, it seems to the people as if they're profiting. V'lasoif ein nishar b'yodoi klum. And in the end, they're left with nothing, chas v'shalom. They lose the principle. כי הוא בחינס שקר, כנראה, this is the concept of falsehood, כי כל אחר איסטרס ולא יובד פרן, because the Zohar Kodesh says, idols are sterile, they don't generate any fruit, ואי אפשר שיהיה פרויס גמורן מהחויב, therefore it's impossible that there should be any real fruit, any true fruit from a debt. רק שהומטה עצמוי, it's just that a person fools himself, ורויצה לקבל פרס מהחויב, כאילו יש פרס חשום לעבוד הזורה. He's trying to draw a profit from the debt, from the loan, as if this money can generate profit. ועל כן פויגם פפגם עבוד הזורה. And therefore, this is considered an act of avodah zarah. V'ze isur hechomer shel ribis shel isur chomer moed. This is the super severe isur of ribis, which the Torah describes as being very strict. Ki ubechinas isur avodah zarah mamish kanal, because it's mamish idol. V'ze shomer rabbi senazal alam alva b'ribis shel kekoifer b'chol ha-Torah kula. This is why the Gemara says a person who lends for interest, it's as if he's denying the entire Torah. Because again, it's idols. Shekola moide bo kekoivra l'Torah kula. The Gemara says any person who acknowledges, who respects idols, it's as if he denies the entire Torah. Sheyesh peiro kilu moidecha kihu kilu moidecha shalom sheyesh peirois b'avodah zarah. Because it's as if this person is trying to show that avodah zarah does bear fruit. כי הוא רואה אצל הקבל פרויס מבחינס חויב, שהוא בחינס עבוד הזור הכנל. וזה בחינס שנקרא איסור ריבס נשך. And this is why we find that the Torah refers to interest as נשך. נשך also refers to the bite of the snake. בחינס נשיכס הנוחש, like the bite of a snake. כמו שפירש רשי, שנשך הוא כנשיכס הנוחש. As Rashi says over there in Chumash, that this נשך, this ריבס, is like a snake bite. Ki hu bechinas neshichas henochosh mamish. Rav Nosson Zal says, because this is literally like a snake bite. Bechinas venochosh ofor lachmoi. As the Torah tells us that Hashem cursed the snake, that the snake will always eat dirt. Whatever it eats, it's going to taste like dirt. Bechinas veofor toichal kol yemei chayecho. You will eat dirt your entire life. What is dirt? Ofor hu bechinas atzvus, anpen chashuchin, kama shkos rabbeinu zal shom. Dirt is synonymous with depression, darkness, as rabbeinu zal explains over the Torah of Gimel. Vizehu ikar neshichas anochosh. And that's the main bite of the snake, the soton, the yitzahora. Bechinas v'ofor toichal, that the person's eating dirt, he's always unhappy. Everything he eats is tasteless, he doesn't enjoy it. A person who's steeped in Taivas Momoin can never enjoy anything because whatever he has, he's not satisfied with. He wants more. Or whatever he has is not his. A person enjoys something that's his. If he knows everything he's eating and everything he's wearing is borrowed money, he borrowed from the bank and he borrowed from... How can you enjoy something that's not yours? Shezeo b'chinas Taivas Momoin. This is the concept of Taivas Momoin. B'chinas Isuribis. Of which an example of it is a person has shown taking interest. Look over there at the end of that chapter on the Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this.